Good morning. I'll call this meeting in order. It is 8:32. I'll ask Councilman Daniel Guzman King to say a few words. Open.
Say Yonko for this new day, this breath of life. Thank you for all that sustains us and all that you provide for us and for our people. Ask that you continue to help us in our responsibilities, help us to make wise decisions on behalf of our people, and that we would become a healthier and a stronger nation. So you all go.
Yo. All right. Thank you, Daniel. Let's see. We have a recognition of Edie Cornelius Grosskopf.
Eddie.
Judy Jordan and Adriana Pelkey. So is that going to be administered by Councilwoman Jennifer Webster?
Good morning, Eddie. Would you please come up with Judy and Adriana? Good morning, everybody. I just wanted to share with everybody my love for Eddie and the work that she does in the community. You want to come up here? Eddie's produced a book about her mother, Alice, and with the help of Judy Jordan and Adriana Pelkey, she's been able to put this book together called Traveling Home, and I'd like to introduce Eddie Cornelius.
Thank you.
Go ahead, and then you can tell your story.
Okay. I just want to share a little bit about Judy before I get started, then she can sit. I've written this book 7 years in the making, and it's about my mother's life. She was lived in the time of the boarding school era when they went to Toma, Wisconsin. And I knew I wanted a woman artist, and I knew I wanted an Oneida artist to do the illustrating. And I kept hunting around and dilly-dallying. And finally, Adriana had a session at the library. Young Adriana, who is last year was, I think, barely 20, has started her own publishing company. And Berdina and Hunter was one of her first books. And Adriana herself has already published 2 books. I think she's 21 this year. So for Adriana. And she said, yeah, I'm a publisher, and I have these IBSN numbers, and I want to help other people get their books done. I thought, well, God, you must be telling me I got to get this done, because I started it 7 years ago. And I found Judy through an old powwow program that I saved over the years with her beautiful artwork. She had these little children dancing at the powwow, and you were the cover and the back and had all these little things. And I thought, I got to find this Judy Jordan. And so somehow I tracked her down. And during the interview process, we found out that her mother was at Toma boarding school the same time my mother was there. And that's what the book, a big chunk of the book, is about. And she was a lifelong member of Holy Apostles Church, which is another portion of what the book is about. And so it was a match made in heaven. And if you get the book, you'll get to see her beautiful artwork. But I also want to highlight, she not only does watercolor, she does oils, she does fabric art, she does bead work. I don't know what all you do. If you just want to just share a little bit, and then I'm going to give you a half a minute here because I have so much to share about the book.
Hi, I've been working in art ever since I can remember. I think the first painting I ever did, I was maybe 8 years old. And my mother kept it for me, and she gave it to me, you know, shortly before she passed on. And but I've always loved art. I've always loved creating. And 4 years ago, I retired from behavioral health services, and I've been working full time as an artist. And I just love creating. So almost anything I do, beadwork, I do doll making, basket making, you name it. As a matter of fact, on my business card, I put that I am a cultural artist because I like to learn. I went back and I learned all of those different things that are cultural to us as Oneida people, and I learned all of the techniques so that I can continue to teach other people how to do the cultural arts. And I just wanted to make a comment too about Eddie, is that she managed to gather together three Oneida women, strong, talented Oneida women together. So this is our Three Sisters book. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Judy. Before you go down, Judy, I have something for you too. Just a little token of my appreciation. It's just a little spa treatment for you.
Oh,
and
thank you.
Thanks. And I would like to thank, if Emily and Lynn could come up here. My daughter Allie isn't here, but I want to just show a little appreciation to them as well. On the book, Adriana helped me do this, and Emily and I are singers, and there are three pages in the song in the book that have songs. One was a funeral, one was a Christmas Eve service at the Holy Apostles Church, and one was a 10-day feast. And so you can go onto YouTube at three different points in the book and plug it in. And Emily led us in singing Amazing Grace, Joy to the World, and Traveling Home. So my sister has been my mentor, my supporter, my encourager my whole life. So this is something you can use. I know you don't like spa stuff, but this is spa stuff. And this is my BFF, Lynn. Lynn and I have been friends for over 30 years. She's also an English teacher, so she edited my book, put in all the commas, changed my bad words, did all the right things to make it look as good as it does. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. And now I wanted to share a little bit about the book. So. Oh, I was going to grab my I think you guys can sit if you want.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to rattle on here. My husband, who's also a supporter, in his own sarcastic way, he really cares for what I do. He said, Eddie, you have 10 minutes. I think you should practice this because you're going to go off on these rabbit trails and somebody's going to be cutting you off with the music. So does anybody have music in here? like the Oscars? Anybody have music to cut me off? So I'm good to go. When I was a little girl, I was about five. Now I have a five-year-old grandson, so I am going to go off on these rabbit trails. My grandson turned five a couple weeks ago, and we took him to the Railroad Museum for his birthday. And when we were all done on the little train ride, he said, Dodo, could you bring me back here when I'm six? And I just thought that was so sweet. I wanted to write it down. To write down the quotes that he writes down, that I write down and want to remember about him. And then I thought, my little Edna in the book, she was five when she got sent to Toma, and she died there. She never came home. And so those little things that are in my book, I want you to really, if you get the book and you get to read it, and by the way, I have copies for all of you this morning, so, and a little treat to go with it. But I want you to think about what our ancestors went through. And I want you to really appreciate how hard everybody worked to get us where we are today. And to thank all of you for all the work that you do every day, coming in here to work on behalf of our Oneida people. I am thanking you and bowing to you because I know it's not easy. And we've come a long way. So when I was about five, I asked my mother how I got the name Edna. And she said, well, you had a little cousin named Edna, and she died at boarding school. And she told me the whole story. And I can remember, I had to be five or six, thinking, I want to write this book someday. At five or six, I remember thinking that. And so this is my book. You know, it wasn't just 7 years. This has been, you know, over 60 years in the making in my head. So the takeaway I want everyone to have from the book is to just be blessed and be a blessing. I know that Creator God is here with us today, and he's shining down on us, and my mom is probably smiling. She was a very shy person, so she would probably be thinking, ugh, I hope she doesn't talk too long or something like that. But I know she was very shy and never liked being in the spotlight. But now I'm shining the light on her. I want to thank Jenny specifically for inviting us. And Jenny has been an answer to prayer. I didn't want to do a marketing program with this book. I wanted to do a real slow pull out of it. And I prayed to God, and I said, God, however you want this book to be used, you're going to take care of it. I get a message from Jenny. Yeah, we'd like to promote your book. So thank you, Jenny, for helping this book to get out into the world. So we are blessed. Many people have been praying for this book right along. I've had many prayer warriors, Lynn and Emily, Bruce among them, have been praying. And so we'll just see where God takes this. Our history... Very often, I was at the placemaking workshop they had a couple of months ago. Our history very often takes us to a lot of the traditional aspects of our community and our history and our culture. And very often, we're missing that single element of Christianity, which I think is a big part of our history. And that's a big part of the book as well. I was listening to some old records by Oscar Archiquette, and who was a singer and a historian, and he did a lot of work in preserving our culture and history in the song department. And in one of his records, he said, four chiefs recommended that we send a messenger to Queen Anne of England to send more people to us in New York to learn more about the Savior of the world. And that's never, I never hear that anyplace else other than that one record by one man, Oscar Archiquette. And I took that to heart because I was born and raised a Christian. My mother, you'll see in the story how she became a very strong Christian and was affiliated with the Holy Apostles Church. So I really put a plea out to you guys that we could include that because that is a part of our history. Our chiefs made that decision to go over to England to ask them to send representatives to teach us more about the Savior of the world. And they did. They did comply, and we all know how we got here from New York with the church. And the church was built, and among other things, I know, with the land and the whole political stuff, but the church was one of the mainstays. The Oneida hymns played a really big part in the book as well. And when my mother was young, she didn't understand English at all. She only understood Oneida, and that's when she got sent off to the boarding school, was her mother finally came to the conclusion. She would hide them. She would hide all her kids when they came to collect kids to go to the boarding school. She said, no, I don't have any kids ready for school here, and she'd ship them off. And finally, when my mother was about 11, we never knew how old she was because she didn't have a birth certificate. But she went off to Toma, got sick there, sent home to die. All of her little friends were dying there. They threw him out back in a hole and buried him. It's still there, the VA hospital in Toma. Emily and I took a trip there a couple years ago and got to see the memorial they put up. And this is in the book, too. It's kind of a neat story. We ran into an old historian there that went to the ceremony. Recently, the Ho-Chunk came and put up a memorial for all the children that were just buried out back, unmarked graves somewhere, including my little Edna cousin. And so... we got to go there and see the memorial. It's right behind the VA hospital. And he said when the Ho-Chunk came, they brought their singers and their drummers. And he said three eagles came out. And while they were drumming and singing and having all these good words at the memorial site, the three eagles flew around in a circle and around in a circle and around in a circle, waiting until they were done. And then when the drumming and singing were done and the program was done, the eagles left. And this was real recently, I would say, I don't know how many years ago that they put up this memorial, but finally being recognized. And I know, Kirby, I'm looking at you because aren't you going to do something similar with bringing someone home? And so there's so much of this we don't know about, and this is just a taste of some of that that's in the book. Now, somebody remember, you can do this instead of music. I just want to give another example here of Act 31. I really feel that this book is geared for fifth grade and up. So if you're 11, 12 years old through adult, I want to use it as a parenting book to work with families. So it would be the child and the parent coming to class together. It's a four-week session, so it would be one night a week for 4 weeks, and you can get through all the 30 values are in the book, 30 family values are in the book. But so many people will come to me because they know I'm I'm Oneida and say, well, now about this Act 31, what can we be doing about this? Many teacher friends and I would say, well, I don't know. I didn't know if there was a curriculum, and then I would refer them to Wisconsin Indian Education, stuff like that. But I really think that this book could be used for some parenting classes and for Act 31 in the middle schools in Wisconsin and wherever. I think it'd be an awesome thing to do. I just want to say one last thing. I know my time is clicking away here. Scott has a 97-year-old aunt that lives in a nursing home in Shawnee right now, but she's going home. She only went there for pneumonia. She's going back to her house to live by herself. She's 97. She's of German descent. But it's really a neat thing when we took our 5-year-old there on Monday to sing happy birthday to her. And, of course, he's rolling around on the floor and doing all this stuff, and we took these goodies in. And she said, Eddie, I read your book. I'm not quite done yet, though. But she said, it's real interesting. And she knows nothing. She has no background in boarding schools, anything like this. She's 97. So my thought is, if Aunt Maine knows nothing about this, she's lived in Shawnee most of her life, right next to the Mohican, the Menominee, the Oneida. Think of all the other people that don't know anything about it. So I hope that this book will be used as an eye-opener, as a blessing, and as a reminder to you to tell your stories. Write down those little quotes like Brady said to me, Dodo, can I come here when I'm 6 too? And to just share, everyone has a story. You all had grandparents. You all had, you know, some experience that you want to leave to your grandchildren. Tell your story, share your gift, and thank you for honoring me today. When you get to page 35, you can open this.
Okay.
Yep, we go to page 35. And by the way, it's your book, so. Should I just leave the rest here?
Yeah, we'll go here. Yeah.
I'll just leave the rest that aren't here.
Thank you.
Your leader, isn't he?
No, yeah, he's gone.
Oh, shoot. Not right now. I hope they have a teacher's Zumba class. I'm out the road here, Brandon.
Thank you.
And I had you in 8th grade. I don't have to remember
yep.
that. And you were in the same class, weren't you?
Yeah. Oh, grapevine.
You were probably quieter. And
I don't know about that.
So remember now, you can't open your little bags until you get to page 35.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Eddie. Can we get a group picture? Yeah.
Eddie, can we get a group picture? Oh, sure. Judy, you want to come for the picture?
Over here? Over here, Eddie.
Does anybody know Adriana or see
Adriana? Oh, she is.
Oh, and Eddie?
Yes.
I believe you have some book signings coming up.
Oh, I do. I think I put a card in some of your...
Okay, July 5th in Shawnee, July 13th in Shawnee, July 18th at the nursing home, and July 26th in Shawnee for a book signing. Thank you so much, Eddie.
Yeah, I'd like to thank you on behalf of the Business Committee and United Nation. Eddie, is just, I think it's very important what you said is sharing our stories, and our families definitely have different stories, and it's important to share those. And I know Kirby's leading an effort to make sure that some of our children that have passed at the Carlisle boarding school have access to resources to bring their family members home. I also know that there's four members that are buried at Haskell Indian Nation University when it was a boarding school in their cemetery. So we have family members all over the place, and some we just don't know sometimes. And so those stories are very important to share, that, you know, our family members were sent somewhere. And then that we can use resources, as Kirby's doing, to bring them back. And I'd like to thank you for sharing that story and providing the medium that you're providing for us. It's easier sometimes to read, to look at pictures and share, especially with the younger generation. Thank you. All right. So if, further ado, we have, let's see, an agenda before you. If you guys, if you're okay with, let's see, that was at the call of order. Yeah. So looking for a motion to adopt agenda. Okay. If you guys are okay with the agenda as is, looking for a motion to adopt the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, second by David. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions. Motion carries. All right. We have an oath of office. I believe this is the second time we've had noticed on the agenda for the United Nation Arts Board. Not seeing the individual for the oath of office, and so now we have to go back to the pool of applicants that submitted their application per the Boards, Committees, Commissions governing policy. So I think, is that just an FYI? Okay. Let's see. So I would make a motion. I would look for a motion to Okay, well, just note for the record that we will follow the board's committees and commissions policy by going back into the original pool of applicants. And so then we'll move forward with the agenda. All right, minutes approved. May 22nd, regular business committee meeting minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Right, motion by David, seconded by Jenny. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Abstentions. Motion carries. All right, we have the May 23rd quarterly reports, business committee meeting minutes. Looking for a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
All right, motion by Kirby, second by Ernie. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions. Motion carries. We have before us the June 3rd Special Business Committee meeting minutes. Looking for a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by David, second by Jenny. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions. Motion carries. We have a resolution entitled Authorizing the Purchase of Extrication Equipment for the Village of Hobart Using Self-Governance Funds for the Purpose of Fire Protection Services. We have Candace. Let's see, can you explain what the resolution does?
Sure. So the nation receives self-governance funding to carry out community fire protection services for the purposes of supporting tribal staff, training volunteer firefighters, replacing existing fire equipment, purchasing additional equipment. The Oneida Nation and the Village of Hobart have exercised their jurisdiction and provide governmental services in their respective territories. The nation understands the importance of having fire protection for their community members, and at this time, the nation does not have its own fire department. So therefore, the business committee decided to use carryover funds from 2008 to 2010 designated for community fire protection in the amount of $28,395 for the purchase of the Jaws of Life for the Village of Hobart. A statement of effect was completed on the resolution, and there are no conflicts with the nation's laws.
Okay, having heard the presentation, are you ready to adopt the resolution entitled Authorizing Purchase of Extrication Equipment for the Village of Hobart Using Self-Governance Funds for the Purpose of Fire Protection Services?
So moved.
Second.
All right, motion by David, seconded by Daniel. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, thank you. Next resolution is entitled Authorizing the Transfer of General Self-Governance Funds to the Town of Oneida for the Purchase of a Backup Generator System. Candace?
Okay. So this resolution is allowing carryover funds that are not designated for a particular self-governance program to buy a backup generator system for the town of Oneida. The system will be used at the County H Fire Station, which allows the fire department to become a command center and will be a central location for emergency personnel and community to gather during times of natural and man-made disasters. The generator backup system will also allow the fire department to be fully functional during times of power outages. So if there's a power outage and the fire truck needs to get out, this will allow the doors to open up so they can do so. The price for this is $31,200, and we will be authorizing a check to be sent over to the town of Oneida for that purchase.
Okay, if you're okay with that, looking for a motion to adopt resolution entitled Authorizing the Transfer of General Self-Governance Funds to the Town of Oneida for the Purchase of the Backup Generator System.
So
moved. Motion by Jenny, second by David. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, thank you, Candace. And then we have the adopt.
Did you want to direct the IGAC to do the media?
I think that's in the executive session.
Okay.
Motion, yeah.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
Thanks, Candace. We have a resolution entitled Support for the Indian Buffalo Management Act. This would be on page 49 and 50 of the packet. So the now therefore be resolved says the United Nations encourages Wisconsin's congressional delegation to sponsor, co-sponsor, and or the Intertribal Buffalo Council's Indian Buffalo Management Act of the United States House of Representatives and the Senate. So I don't know if anyone's here to represent.
Larry.
Okay. I mean, this is something that we've historically supported. Pretty self-explanatory. Any questions? I suppose Larry can answer any questions if we have any.
I have no questions. I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution.
Okay. Motion by Jenny.
Second.
Second by David. Discussion? Daniel?
The resolution mentions a determined level of funding. Does that come through? tribes, or where did it come from?
To respond, that'll come from the congressional district with policy guidance from the Ledge Affairs folks that will give a recommended level of funding. Whether that survives once it hits the final budget always remains to be seen. But the final dollar thresholds to be determined in a budget process. PACE might be better suited to give a preliminary dollar amount than I, Mr. Dacey.
Okay.
But they always go, shoot for a high dollar amount, and then, of course, the cutting floor typically reduces that.
Thank you.
Any more discussion? All right. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Thank you, Larry. We have a resolution before us entitled Correcting Resolution BC052219A, Approval of the Use of Economic Development, Diversification, and Community Development Fund for Project ED18007, Industrial Hemp Pilot Project. And is the resolution correct in the...
Wasit Sicily, Mike Troji, Environmental Division, project coordinator for the hemp pilot team.
Making sure that there was a number that wasn't correct in the original resolution, but it's correct in our packet now.
This is for the next one, I believe. The one after this.
Yeah. Which?
No, we're on the right one.
We're on the right one, yeah. We're on the hemp?
This is one,
yeah.
The handout?
No.
The handout is for next one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's right. Okay. Jenny?
Correct me, please. This is the one that was originally set at $60,000, and it was supposed to be $90,000 listed in the resolution.
Correct.
And that's what we're correcting today.
Correct.
Yeah, it's correct in the packet today, though. So you want to go just a quick rundown, just a brief overview of the latest and greatest, I guess, information.
Latest and greatest. A few weeks ago, the council approved a resolution for $60,000. I think there was some administrative confusion over the last year or so since there were some changes as far as requesting funds from the Economic Development and Community Fund. Previously, the Community Development and Planning Committee did approve an amount in the order of $50,000. However, it didn't follow the appropriate process and so forth, never did get PC approval. The budget has been updated since that time, and essentially the $90,000 is the budget total for the project, and we are requesting that $90,000 be approved to support various equipment and other activities for the hemp seed project, as well as other agricultural necessities for Juninqua and hemp team, etc.
And any questions?
Quick question.
All right, Kirby.
Do we have all the equipment now for the planting and harvesting of the hemp?
Yes.
Okay, any more questions? Jenny?
I understand yesterday was the seed planting.
We put hemp grain seed in the ground yesterday.
Okay.
Yes.
I know we waited probably a half an hour to get a quorum, so I just want to put it out there that this is our first priority, is our business committee meetings, and to make everybody in that room yesterday wait for a half an hour is uncalled for, and I'm disappointed because it's happening more and more often. So just wanted to put that out there. And then I'll make a motion to adopt the corrected resolution.
So we'll take out correct it because it is correct in
adopt the resolution.
Yeah, adopt the resolution. Yeah. Jenny has a motion to adopt the resolution entitled correcting resolution. What?
It's correct.
Okay.
Adopt the resolution in the packet.
Okay.
Entitled,
you're that so you are correct in your language. Adopt the resolution correcting resolution. It's weird how it's correct in the resolution, but okay, I understand. Okay. So adopt the resolution entitled approve, entitled correcting resolution BC 05-2219A, approval of the use of economic development diversification and community development fund for project ED 18007 industrial hemp pilot project. Looking for a second.
Support.
Second by Kirby. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions, motion carries.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Mike. All right, now we have the resolution entitled approval of use of economic development, diversification, and community development funds for La Crosse Box. And let's see, this resolution is on page 56 and 57 in the packet. Ernie?
So with all these requests, as they typically are set up to do, is we go through our CDPC process and have a discussion there and determine, is these funds the correct usage of this project? And, of course, we identified that, early on. But we went through our process, and it was approved there. So this is why it's on this agenda, to request your approval through this of this actual resolution with the SOE attached to move forward with this project, which will be completed by the end of the month as a goal. Mm-hmm. So open to any questions, but that's just a quick overview.
Questions, Jenny?
I understand this is your project, Ernie, and Upper Oneida has been on CDPC for probably over a year, and it's just kind of funny that your project gets pushed to the front, and I'm just a little
disappointed. Point of order. I think that's completely out of line. There's nothing funny about it. We discussed this at CDPC already. I know Kirby brought those issues up. I think that's completely out of line, the comments you're making this morning. These are discussions that we have amongst ourselves. If there's questions or concerns, you can always feel free to bring them up at the time we have our discussion. This project, I don't want to go too much in detail.
I'll address your point of order. I think, I do agree with... We did have the conversation about how the different funding sources, and this was the community development fund process, two separate. The Upper Oneida was a different process seeking outside funds, and those funds fell through. We had dedicated funds, $200,000 for a partial match for, I think, state funds, and that grant did not come through, and that's what held up the Upper Oneida project. And this is just a straight request from the Community Development Fund, which is an easier process that you just request the director of the Community Development and Economic Development who's oversees the fund and just needs a letter of support saying that this is required under the process and would be appropriate for the use of those funds. And so I think I don't want to mismatch those two processes because there was a completely different situation that held up the Upper Oneida project, and it is frustrating that project didn't happen. I do agree with the point of order. I just want to make sure we stay on, target. Are we in support of this and not because this didn't happen, this shouldn't happen? And so... if we want to keep, I'll go back to Jenny, but I, you know, if we can keep on the process
of
this.
My question then is, how did this get pushed through so fast?
It
I believe it's the economic
went through its process.
The economic fund is a different process than what the CIP process is. I think later on in the agenda, you're going to see another one that's coming through that was follow the same process. It's able to because it's community. Mm-hmm. It's there for the community.
I understand, but it just seems like somebody's pet project gets pushed through. It's a little self-serving in my eyes.
I think that's just ignorant speaking.
Okay, Susan.
If I could add, this is a park amenity. A lot of the steps have already been done because it is a park. So we're just adding an amenity to the park, a temporary structure. It is not a permanent structure. We're not doing electrical underground work or building a whole new building. So that, as Councilman Jordan had said, there is a different process with the CIP project. This is a simple park amenity, and it didn't need the big planning that a neighborhood would need.
I just think community is going to think this is somebody's pet project.
Okay. If I could add, since I've been working for the division and we've been going to the Indigenous Games, I've been asked, why don't we have a box lacrosse here? And I've been with the division, I don't know, 15 years, so I don't consider it a pet project. I think it's a park amenity that has been asked for since I've been here.
And David?
And I'd have to agree because it's our number one struggle is trying to keep our kids occupied and entertained to keep them out of trouble. And I think this is going to be a positive move in the right direction to keep the kids out of trouble. I think this is important, and we should be moving this forward. So with that, I'm going to make a motion to adopt the resolution, Project ED19-011.
Motion by David to adopt the resolution. Seconded by Daniel. All right, motion is made and seconded. Discussion, Kirby?
Yeah, I just wanted to double-check probably with Larry. How much funds? I see in this request, it's a minimal request considering what the tribe hands out to different initiatives. What are the funds available in the Community Development Diversification and Community Development Fund?
I don't have the exact total with me. I can email that momentarily, but it's approaching $5 million if that's the fund that we are identifying.
Thank you.
And the request here today is for $2,500 of that. So a motion is made and seconded. Any more discussion? Jenny and then Annie.
I just want to note for the record that I'm in full support of it, but just the looks of it.
Okay. All right, Ernie?
Just a couple notes. I mean, I do acknowledge it did, I think it did happen quicker than we're used to, and I think that's something that should be celebrated in this organization. You know, our process tends to slow things down, and I think we should be happy that's something that, and it's a minimal thing. And I just want to thank Susan at Parks and Rec, Jackie and her staff at DPW. They are the champions of this process. You know, I won't address, you know, some of the negative comments, but I think in a positive note, you know, this shows that our staff, you know, how amazing they are in response to years of community input. You know, if you actually are engaging the community, you're going to hear this from them, from our youth and our kids and our adults. From a health, social perspective, cultural perspective, we're the only Haudenosaunee community that doesn't have a box in its community. So that's important. And I think it's important noting that, you know, and I want to end this on a positive note because, again, this goes back years. And, again, thanking Susan and Jackie and a lot of those folks that they are the champions of this. And, you know, it is what it is, and it happened fast because of that support. Because it made sense, and we checked every box, and every box was thrown at us. We went through our process as we created the process for that reason. and I think it's going to do a lot of great things for this community. Thank you.
David?
I just need to note that my approval was with the handout that we just received.
Okay.
Approving that one. And that's the number that's on there. So.
$2,500?
If the seconder could.
Okay, so not in the not on the agenda, but this
approval of use. One in the packet is wrong. This is the correct one.
Okay, the approval of the use of the Economic Development Diversification and Community Development Fund for the Box Lacrosse Project ED 190111. Okay, so note that for the record. Seconder agrees. Okay, any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions, motion carries. All right. So next we have a resolution entitled Authorizing Use of Employee Time to Build Inaugural Community Box Cross Field at Cora House Park. So from my understanding, this is the actual, we just passed the resolution that dedicated the funds from the Community Economic Development Fund for that build. And this is the resolution to allow, I guess we have discussion to make sure that we have the right intent to allow our workers to build that the box arena. Joanne?
Since this resolution, step back. When this resolution was created, the intent was that Oneida Nation employees would be support to community build of the inaugural box lacrosse field. Since that time, the intent has changed because of how we're moving forward on this and the Department of Public Works stepping up and taking the full responsibility to complete the inaugural build. So the resolution is recommended to be amended the following ways. Lines 47 through 41 would be deleted. 37 through 41 would be deleted. 47 through 49 would be deleted. In the resolve space, two resolves would be added. And the purpose of these resolves is to recognize is that we're going to use the inaugural build to identify the project scope process in an attempt to see if we can build a project template for communities to build a box lacrosse field in approved spaces in the future. So the first resolve would be now therefore be resolved. The business committee directs the Governmental Services Division, Parks and Recreation Department, and the Department of Public Works to present a report regarding this inaugural box lacrosse field build and to provide cost, project template, and skill needed for a community to build a box lacrosse field in approved park areas. The second resolve would be the following authorities are granted and goals are encouraged. One, Governmental Services Division, Parks and Recreation Department is authorized to identify park areas where a community box lacrosse field can be built and to make the box lacrosse build project template available to community groups requesting authorization to build. Two, Risk Management Department is to take the appropriate actions to allow such community builds to occur. And three, Department of Public Works is authorized to assist in those areas of the community build as scheduling allows. So we no longer need authorization to allow employees to participate in this because DPW is going to take over the entire project in a good way. However, a community build on a public park is a future risk management issue. And so this resolution includes a portion in there that here's the notice we need to begin to prepare for this type of action where we want to create community networking socialization through Box Lacrosse Build Project, a sense of ownership in their public areas and parks. And then the last is that there are some things in this build that go faster if DPW does it. For example, how many post holes are required in this?
163
post holes, setting and making sure that those posts are set up right. Those types of things require a certain amount of skill. So that's a future program of working together for community activities.
Okay, first we have four. I'll call on David. Does that sound, from the HR standpoint, does that sound okay?
Yeah, I think from the, HR had some comments and concerns regarding the employer time as well. But I think with the removal of that, that would be fine from HR's perspective. I think it's up at such point in time if the nation wants to allow employees to go on pay time to do that, that would be like a pay time off benefit similar to voting time, blood donation time, parental time, those types of things. And we would have some language for that if at such time you want to do that. So,
okay, thank you. David?
So what I'm hearing from Joanne is that it's not going to be volunteer takeoff, get paid time. It's going to be just DPW building this project?
Yes, in the end, it's very much easier to do it this way,
okay,
because we can identify.
That's what I was going to ask before this was going to move forward. I was going to ask Jackie if that's possible to have our staff just build it and be done with it so we don't have to run into any road. I understand the initiative to get volunteers, but it's really not volunteering when we're paying them. So I do like the project, and I'm okay with it. I'm glad that you clarified it because it actually changes my mind of the whole part of it. So thank you.
All right. Any more questions or clarifications?
Yeah.
You're just here for.
Okay. We have had several project planning meetings, so we do feel comfortable from DPW's perspective and working with Susan on the overall design that we can accomplish a lot in a short time, given the equipment that we benefit having and the skilled workers to do this. It's not done yet, so we're hoping this all gets pulled off as planned. And I kind of look at it as a similar initiative with community involvement that DPW was a part of, and that was the bridge lighting and the tree decorations. It took the electrical department from our area during working hours to get that foundation in for us to allow those lights to be put up. It took groundskeepers and lifts and conservation with lifts to be able to put the lights up and take the lights down. And the community rallied, and they're out there doing their part. But we became more involved because of safety, and we didn't want people standing on pickup hoods of cars to get to the higher levels of the trees. So we brought out ladders and we brought out lifts and assisted. So I think that was, although not a capital improvement per se, is whenever the community projects are involved, I think other municipalities have their employees supporting that, and the community is involved to take the, ownership that they were part of this success. So this is probably one step more. I see it as a project that we do every day with CapEx. We're just, at some point getting community to be involved.
Okay. All right. Ernie?
I think initially, again, this is something that the community build concept goes back a number of years with some community members, so that's where it came from. I personally supported that, and so I think that idea and vision started off very positive, and I think it, a lot of more common sense and a lot more safety liability questions came into play, and it just made more sense to do it this way. So that's how it started, from a community member standpoint. And but it became something that, from the support and, again, assistance of Joanne's perspective, Susan, Jackie, a number of others, it became something that made more sense. So I want to share that.
All right. David?
Joanne, I believe the title needs to be changed then as well in the resolution, so if they can get that to us when you get. Okay.
Jenny?
So I just want to clarify, DPW will be doing the building, and then where can the community?
The community can assist. This is going to happen next week. I don't expect tremendous numbers out there. I meant to assure Josh things will be safe, but there's ways they could help. We're not going out and marketing for community to come in at this point. I don't know if Susan's doing that, but I think we look back and said, let's see how this can work, and then look at the next one, getting community engaged much more. Maybe it's part of the maintenance part, or maybe painting later on, or maybe some other things that are structured better to give more time to get accomplished.
Okay. And then the deadline is? End of June? Okay. And why do we have such fast deadlines?
I think part of it is the weather and getting out there, being able to do any kind of, you know, the farmers, the building, it's everything's been so wet. I think the deadline is driven by some Indigenous Games tryouts and other events going on, is my understanding. Maybe others can answer that better.
Well, I just don't want DPW to have to drop what they're doing if they're, say, painting the north wing, to have to go do this.
Right.
You know, fast track.
Right. Yeah, I understand that, because we have other priorities as well. Mm-hmm. We do have plans to get hopefully that north wing is done today as far as the painting. So that's freeing up some people as well. And we're managing the projects that we need to get done as well. It's going to be mainly groundskeeping, which is, you know, relevant to the parks. So that will be the crew out there and a couple others, carpenters, that we have projects going on that we can manage this as well.
Okay.
I know box lacrosse, sites like that double as ice rinks in the wintertime as well, too, but that's another thing down the road that we'll talk about. But David?
Yeah, for the painting issue, I think that's a lot of rain days for that on the north wing. But for the community part, it would be nice to have a celebration, like a potluck down there after it was completed for the community. I think that would be great to bring everybody together on that topic.
I think that's meant to. Susan, do you have something?
A cookout or something?
We discussed having something like that, and actually working with the LPGA and the Thompson Brothers. I'm not sure if their time here is going to allow for that, but we talked about having a lacrosse expo where the brothers can work with their youth and then also can do an expo part with the men's group that has been practicing every Wednesday.
Okay. Throughout. It could be a later date.
Plan to do something.
And we also talked about having the Longhouse provide a meal for the workers on that Monday while they're building, so the community will be involved in that. And we do have a special request for some spicy brats or something like that.
Oh.
Okay. So the resolution should be adopted as follows. The title would be Supporting the Community Build Concept Regarding the Inaugural Box Lacrosse Field at Courthouse Park. Delete lines 37 through 42 and 47 through 49 and insert the following resolves. Now, therefore, be it resolved, the United Business Committee directs the Governmental Services Division, Parks and Recreation Department, and the Department of Public Works to present a report regarding this inaugural box lacrosse build and to provide cost, project template, and the skills needed for a community to build a box lacrosse field in the approved parked areas. Now, therefore, be resolved, the following authorities are granted and goals are encouraged. 1. Governmental Services Division, Parks and Recreation Department is authorized to identify park areas where community box lacrosse field can be built and make the box lacrosse build project a template available to community groups requesting authorization to build. 2. Risk Management Department to take appropriate actions to allow such community builds to occur. And 3. Department of Public Works is authorized to assist in those areas of the community build as scheduling allows. Okay, so that's how the amendment, or that's how the resolution in the packet shall be amended. Mm-hmm. So if there's a motion to that effect.
So moved.
Motion by David, second by Daniel. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, now we have appointments. Determine next steps regarding the vacancy with the term ending February 28th, 2020, South Eastern Wisconsin Oneida Travel Service Advisory Board.
Make a motion.
Daniel.
Motion to approve the appointment of Kitty Hill.
Second.
A motion has been made to approve the appointment of Kitty Hill by Daniel and seconded by David. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next, determine next steps regarding two vacancies with the terms ending March 31st, 2020 and March 31st, 2021, Oneida Personnel Commission. And remember what we're supposed to do is that they weren't.
Yep, they were actually supposed to be to make a motion to repost.
Okay. And is that your motion, David?
Yes.
All right. Motion by David to repost for the two vacancies, seconded by Daniel. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Just a discussion, I believe, in their application, they didn't, there was no justification on their eligibility.
Yeah, for the qualifications portion, yeah, they didn't fill out. Yeah.
So, and they just needed to add that through, so they can reapply.
Yeah. Okay, noted. All right, next one is determine next steps regarding one vacancy at the term ending February 28th, 2022 for the Audit Committee. We had one applicant.
Make a motion to appoint James R. Scudero Jr.
Second.
Motion by David to appoint James R. Scudero?
Scudero Jr., yes.
Scudero Jr. Seconded by Jenny. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, we have determine next steps regarding one vacancy with the term ending December 31st, 2022 on Oneida Nation Veterans Affairs Committee.
Make a motion to appoint Kenneth House Sr.
Right.
Second.
Jenny makes a motion to appoint Kenneth House Sr. Seconded by David. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Finance Committee meeting. Looking to approve the minutes of June 3rd. Regular Finance Committee meeting minutes.
So moved.
Motion by David. Second by Kirby. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. We have the Legislative Operating Committee meeting minutes of May 15th. Looking for a motion to accept.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny. Looking for a second.
Second.
Second by Kirby. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. We have travel requests. Approved travel request for Councilman Daniel Guzman King for Region 5 Strategic Planning Summit in Bloomington, Minnesota, July 8th through the 11th.
So moved.
Second.
All right, motion by David, seconded by Kirby. Discussion? Jenny?
I would just ask Daniel that since we're having trouble getting to meetings on time here, I ask that you make sure that you get to the training. The training's on time. Thank you.
Okay, so noted. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Next is the enter the e-poll results into the record regarding the approved travel request for Vice Chairman Brandon Stevens to attend the Haskell Indian Nation University presidential interviews in Lawrence, Kansas, May 28th through the 30th.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, second by David. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Three.
One abstention. Motion carries. All right, we have new business A, approve limited waiver of sovereign immunity for Wisconsin Public Service request for service file 2019-0419. And let's see. All right, we have Kevin. Let's see. And from, okay. So we're just doing the limited waiver of sovereign immunity?
Yes.
Okay. So any questions?
Move to approve.
Right. Motion by Jenny.
Second.
Second by David. You guys have anything to share? Or I know it's just our role is just to approve the limited waiver and the chief counsel in the law office, you know, puts down basically how they try to remove the limited waiver as much as possible. And in some cases, that doesn't happen. So is there anything else? Any questions?
I think from our end, it's just this has been a recurring issue with Wisconsin Public Service. And then it's the only utility we have for servicing our buildings in Brown County. So It's just a big delay to our project planning, our time frames for stuff. So that's okay. Just the only issue from our end.
Okay. All right. So let's see. There's a motion by Jenny, second by David. More discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Now we have limited waiver sovereign immunity for Wisconsin Public Service request for service and distribution facilities installation agreement filed 2019-0614.
So moved.
All right. Motion by David, seconded by Kirby. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. We have a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for Shift 4 Payments, LLC. Thank you. LLC Merchant Processing Agreement, Merching Application, File 2019-0592. Merching, I don't know if that was the name of the company or... or slang. Merchang. Okay. Merchant application. All right. Let's see. But the contract was in order. The approval, the limited waiver of sovereign immunity couldn't be negotiated out. So if you guys are okay with that, I'm looking for a motion to approve that limited waiver of sovereign immunity.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny. Second by Daniel. Reluctantly. Mm-hmm. All right. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, Joanne. All right, CDC number 18010, approve two requested actions. This is on page, starts on page 143 of the packet. And let's see, Paul Wittig is here to go over a brief overview.
Yeah, I'll walk you through the project. So basically, we're requesting the formal approval of the project through the capital improvement process. The BC approved the concept paper in July of last year of 18. The project is one where the majority of the funding will actually be a USDA grant. So the remainder of the funding will be requested in the 2020 CIP budget. The $53,000 for that, and that's really the match to make it up. The request is really for the approval of the procedural exception for phase two, and the process has phase two is when the CIP package, this document is routed through those various review entities. Those review entities are really structured to do more of a new building project, how it impacts site conditions, other community elements. This is an interior only remodeling, so we typically request that exception for that because it really doesn't have an impact beyond the footprint of the building that is currently there. And then the secondary approval is the approval of the actual package and the project itself. The scope of the project, as we get into the document a little bit, is basically to look at kind of creating a food selection to pick up and check out, you know, to convert more to a kind of a traditional grocery store layout. And that provides the clients an enhanced choice of product and quality needed within their allocation. That delivery method, it would be more user-friendly, allowing the clients to make individual choices on from kind of the standard shelving, coolers, and refrigeration units versus what there's now where they're kind of given a box or a bag of kind of their allocation based upon some of the need. This just allows them to, you know, make some other informed choices. And what they're knowing is these programs are going in that direction because it provides the client a choice, the ability to make some decisions for themselves, and a heightened value of self-esteem in utilizing the client-friendly system. And we kind of noted that, you know, the current problem of the existing configuration doesn't really meet the functional needs of the program. They're just, you know, product display, storage, handling of the items is not the greatest approach to what's there now, and hence why they want to make the adjustment. The project itself will not have any impact as far as the management or staffing of the current facility, or will not have any impact to the support entities as far as DPW facilities, grounds, custodial, or MIS, because we're, again, within an existing structure, not really expanding large new areas. The overall budget of the project is estimated to be about $212,000, again, with $159,000 of that coming from that grant. The remainder of the $53,000 is requested in the CIP allocation. Timeline durations are noted in the package there. They are noted as durations because basically if you approve this today, next step is just to sit and wait then for the GTC to approve the 2020 CIP budget. And once that would happen, then we would continue on with the project. So that's kind of the brief summary of it, if there's any questions.
Let's see. So the requested actions are to first approval of the procedural exception to forego phase two of the CIP process of routing the CIP package to the various review entities, and two, approval of the CIP package for project CDC number 18010 food distribution store concept.
I'll make a motion to approve both requests.
Second.
Motion by Jenny, second by David. Discussion?
Discussion.
Kirby?
So the request is to utilize $53,000 from the Economic Development Division CIP budget?
It's through the CIP budget. But now that would really be a separate action. If that stays in the budget that is approved, we would come back in a subsequent action and request what we call activation of that funding from this body, so that would happen in the future. So right now the request is basically approving the project, and then we would, again, wait for that budgetary approval if that happened before we'd move forward.
So that's following the Budget Management Control Act, and so that CIP list goes to General Tribal Council for the review and acceptance. And so after that is accepted, then through that next budget cycle, economic development would come forward with the activation of those funds to proceed with the project. Okay, you guys okay with that? Motion has been made and seconded. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Extensions, motion carries. Thanks, Paul. All right. Approve the submission of a request by homeless shelter team to the Economic Development Diversification and Community Development Fund for a facility renovation. Let's see, and you'll find this on page starting on 157. Jenny?
Paul, if you could come back. This is in regards to the old accounting building.
And Jackie.
This is a request for $250,000 to come out of the Economic Development Diversification and Community Development Fund for the renovation of the old accounting building, for locked entrances, a little bit of configuration on the bathrooms, three windowed cubicles, accessing telephone lines, things like that, and being able to have the offices locked and the windows locked. So we have a small group of people who are willing to put forth effort into a homeless day shelter. We went with a day shelter because a night shelter would require sprinkler systems, and we have a CIP package for that. So this would be a day shelter with plans to open up the day shelter October 1st.
Kirby, then David.
Yeah, I just want to confirm, this also supports our TAP initiatives, I believe.
I think homelessness is an outcome of an opiate epidemic, and so I think it would be under the guise of the TAP, but not specifically under the initiatives that we're trying to that the TAP is trying to accomplish. But I think it could be
TAP is trying to get like homeless shelter, right?
No,
a treatment program.
Yeah, treatment facility,
rehabilitation, sober living facilities.
And David?
Yeah, I just want to dial back a little bit from the original request. There were some community members that came forward and met with us in a work meeting, and it was from the Bowler area. They had a homeless shelter that was there demonstrating us what they did. After the work meeting, they went through everything. After the work meeting, the business committee directed Jenny and I to help out with this initiative. The original ask was for a building, and after they receive a building, a place, they could write grants for 100% for their... It would be all like donations from everybody to actually run it. It wouldn't be run on tribal contribution, but this would be the one ask that they asked for, was a building, and this is where we got to the point now where we actually found it, identified a building instead of building it. We did go with the CIP process, and Paul started that process. It was on CDPC for the agenda, but we removed it because it didn't get that far yet. But it was still moving in that direction. But then when this was brought up, there was other, because it was owned by, the building was owned by this, DPW, and this would be a faster process. The treasurer actually was, the treasurer's recommendation to go down this process because their economic development funds were available. There's like $4.5 million in the budget. So that's why we actually went on that process, but the CIP is still pending if that's what we want to do at the end of the day, is move down that process, because it was something that we wanted to bring to GTC anyhow. So that's kind of like the history of the whole thing.
Okay. Joanne?
So I think this is a good location for the this type of a facility. It is on the transportation routes, the bus routes, I understand, so it's accessible. My concern is that in the past there was a suggestion that a Head Start, early Head Start, one of the child care facilities wanted to use half of that building, and there was a reason why they didn't do it. It either had something to do with the building or with what the building has been partially used for, which is housing museum materials. So I just want to, I just have a question to make sure that that issue is recognized and has been and will be addressed in this whole project. I know that it's been some time since that happened, but it was a concern in putting children in that facility, even if it's simply a day shelter, that we address those issues also. Thank you.
Ernie?
So I think, you know, this is something I think that, you know, the overarching context of it, I mean, we all agree, I mean, I guess we assume that there's a homeless issue. I mean, there are over a dozen homeless shelters in the Green Bay area, including over four on the west side alone. I do recall this being on the agenda. We didn't get to it for the sole purpose that it was going to go through CIP. So I'm still questioning why that's not the process, because whatever we put in that building, these updates still need to take place. We can call it whatever you want, but those are issues that have been longstanding for that building. So I think to put it under the guise of this fund and to say it's for this purpose is misleading, because the building still needs to go through these upgrades, and we still have to go through our CIP process to do that. And I will say that there was amongst some discussion that these funds could be used for this because it improves the economy of the area. Well, I mean, that could be argued, but it's not, you know, it's not Skid Row over there. So it's an industrial area where not a lot of foot traffic is. So in that same sense, maybe it could fit. My only concern is two more concerns is one is we don't have the information for that. We don't know how many tribal members are homeless. We don't know if this is for tribal members only or any homeless person. So again, that discussion never took place, and that's my final concern is that this never went through a process. Every single one of these requests that we do, we created a process for that reason, to vet it through. All the staff people attend those discussions, but I feel that putting it on this probably is a result of the fact that it didn't make it to the CIP amongst our discussions, so I still think it needs to go there. And so I guess with that, I'd like to make a motion to deny this request and send it back to CDPC for discussion.
Second. Okay, motion has been made and second. I know we have some more discussion on it, but I'll go to Jackie.
I agree with you know what you're saying as far as the CIP process, which is in progress. I look at it, being involved with the meetings. We've had several meetings with the community members supporting this, and also business committee members, and DPW got involved, and engineering got involved with the, you know, options of what buildings to use. So it's basically a facilities management team process, which it comes to us, and do we have space to accommodate, of course, the shelter and the requirements for major capital improvements as far as the fire suppression was an obstacle. This building has been sitting there for some time. We use it as storage, which we have other options to do for those furniture pieces. And the other use of this building was for maintenance, for museum artifacts. What Joanne was referring to is, as far as the lead and the arsenic, has to do with those artifacts, not with the building. So that was, the shared use wasn't appropriate for the childcare. But this is, if you can vision it from the meetings, and maybe everyone who hasn't been involved with the meetings isn't aware, it's basically a meeting space during the day. There is substantial information on the homeless numbers for tribal members that was presented by St. John's to our group. And I guess I personally was surprised at the higher numbers. Thankfully, there are organizations out there taking care of tribal members as well. They don't exclude. And so this was basically a need that the shelters don't offer. It's a daytime area for them to go if it's 30 below zero, if it's 100 degrees outside. That those shelters are closed at that time for these individuals. And then build in resources where they, you know, can be familiar with what other services are out there, or how they can be helped in different areas. And that's my understanding of it. So it's kind of a step to something else that is needed in the community, even though we don't see it. Also, it's a way to designate this building in some way that this is for this purpose. So that allows the group to go ahead and proceed to apply for grants, because they actually have a facility address, which is, it seems to be one necessary aspect, even to proceed with the CIP. If a decision could be made, yes, let's try this out. And we're working with the museum next week to look at, you know, what are the plans for those artifacts knowing that they possibly will be needing to be moved anyway if they relocate to the new building on 172. Homeless shelter, I guess we could even shed that term for what we're talking about here. It's basically a place that people could get a reprieve from the weather and learn some resources available.
Daniel?
At this point, I don't believe this project should be here before us for a vote. It should have gone through our CIP processes brought before CDPC and vetted through that process. And I agree we need to help our homeless people, but I'd like to see that data behind it. I know we do have a homeless population, but data should have been provided with this. There's a lot of missing information in this. I think there's a lot of more work that needs to be done before we approve $250,000 to renovate a building. So I definitely support helping our homeless, but we need to answer a lot of questions that haven't been answered in this one-page document.
David, then Jackie.
I just want a clarification. This is not approving the $250,000 immediately. It's actually just doing the approval to follow the process of the economic development. So this would go to Troy next and follow the process through that process, just like what Ernie did earlier to get the approval first and then go over there to get that second, so it gets rolling. So the other information will come back after Troy does his evaluation. But this is only the start to get his approval. Otherwise, if he doesn't get directed to do it, he won't do it. So that's why we put it on the agenda for this way.
So your request is to just approve a submission for the request of the homeless shelter team to the Economic Development Diversification Community Development Fund for facility renovation. So that's submitting it to Troy to.
Yep. And he'll get
to go through his process
that
on
asking for, and then
whether or not that's
back.
A proper use of the funds.
Correct.
Okay.
There is a motion. This has been seconded. So
yeah, we're still at discussion, though.
Send it back to CDPC.
I just wanted an explanation.
That process.
Like I said, it did follow the CIP as well at first, but then this was something that came from the treasurer's office. So.
We have requested to be on the CDPC next agenda. We would have tried to be on there. The agenda was changed for June just to deal with one item. So the CDPC is part of the process.
Okay.
Call for the question, please.
Okay. All right. Question is called for. We'll go immediately into the vote. The vote is to deny the submission of a request to the homeless shelter team to the Economic Development, Diversification, and Community Development Fund for facility renovation. Okay, we'll do a roll call vote.
Send back to CDPC with the motion.
And send back? Okay, that's a procedural. And send back to CDPC for the CIP process review. CDPC. Okay, everyone clear with the motion? I'll go down. David?
Opposed.
Opposed. Kirby?
Opposed.
Okay, opposed, opposed. Daniel?
Aye.
Okay. Aye. Ernie? Jenny?
Opposed.
Okay. We have three oppositions to the motion. The motion fails. Okay, now we're back open for discussion.
To make a motion to approve the submission of the request by the homeless shelter team to the Economic Development Diversification Fund for and following the process that it would go to Troy to determine whether it moves forward and start his initiatives.
Okay, that's
tier two.
OK. Okay, so let me know if this does not cover your motion. Approve the submission of a request, the original motion. Approve the submission of the request by the homeless shelter team to the Economic Development Fund, Diversification and Community Development Fund for facility renovation. Is there anything you want to add on to that motion?
That's what the request is on the...
Okay, yeah, I just, you had some other stuff at the end of it, but that would that cover what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah. So we'll have that as the motion. I'm looking for a second.
Second.
Seconded by Jenny. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Pose.
Pose.
Abstentions. Motion carries. All right. Ernie?
Just want to make a note publicly that, you know, we spent some time scrutinizing the $2,500 request that went through every single process that we designed for these requests to do, and then approved something breaking our process for $250,000. Just want to make a note of that.
I just want to be clear, though, that I guess this would be an order to request that Troy review the request. It might be out of order that something, or it's not out of order, he'll find out, and I think that's, it's muddying, it's the same issue. It's not illegal, it's nothing out of process, it's just, it would be assumed that we would do a CAPEC or a CIP project for something of this nature. But it's not to say that the individuals cannot move forward the way they are asking that this is approval or disapproval of the funds for community benefit. So I think that I just want to make sure that that's clear. Jenny?
Just to respond, noting for the record that this is part of the process, so we are following it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to move forward. That motion carries. Let's see.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Paul and Jackie. Next new business would be the post one vacancy for the Personnel Commission.
Election Board.
8 vacancies.
Okay, one more, sorry. Motion or looking to post 8 vacancies for alternates for the United Election Board for the 2019 special election.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. See, Jenny made the motion, seconded by Kirby. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Now we have the post one vacancy for the Personnel Commission.
So moved.
A motion has been made to post a vacancy for the Oneida Personnel Commission by Kirby.
Second.
Second by David. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, so we have, let's see. Repost for 4 vacancies for the United Youth Leadership Institute Board of Directors. Looking for a motion to that effect.
So moved.
All right. Motion to repost 4 vacancies for the United Youth Leadership Institute Board of Directors by David, seconded by Jenny. Discussion?
For the record.
Kirby?
I am not on the Oneida Youth Leadership Institute.
Say that again.
All right, so noted, Kirby is not on the new Oneida Youth Leadership Institute Board of Directors. All right, motion has been made and seconded. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item, I approve the Oneida Head Start, Early Head Start selection for 2019-2020. All right, and so from my understanding, let's see. Is this the, they have a different selection criteria for, let's see, we approved the selection criteria, and so now the business committee must approve the selection criteria according to the Head Start performance standards 45 CFR Chapter 13, Subpart A, Eligibility, Recruitment, Selection, Enrollment, and Attendance, 1302.14A, Selection Criteria. So is there anything else that we need to?
No, there were the only changes that we made were we took off the priority for our teen parents because in the last 10 years there's been a steady decline, and so any teen will now be categorized in the single parent category. And we added child behavior and management because we've seen a very high increase in that category.
Okay. All right. So if you guys are okay with that change. And so the motion simply could be is just approve the Oneida Head Start, Early Head Start selection for 2019-2020. Would that cover it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny to approve the Oneida Head Start, Early Head Start selection criteria for 2019-2020. Is that correct? Looking for a second.
Support.
Seconded by Kirby. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. All right, we have reports. Community Library Board, second quarter report. Okay, it says requesting a deferral, so that's no? That's. Okay. Okay. Jenny?
So was this submitted late then?
He did send out an email to everybody stating that he was asking for a deferral because something with his laptop was.
But that was last month.
Correct. That is what's in the packet. Got forwarded from the previous packet.
Okay.
But it was on time, though?
Yes.
Okay. Oh. I'll just email real quick, be fine. Then we'll put it in the record. Yeah. Okay. So if you guys are okay with that? Okay, looking for a motion to approve or to accept the United Community Library Board FY 2019 second quarter report. Motion by Ernie.
Second.
Second by David. Discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. We have the Land Claims Commission second quarter report. And let's see. The report's in your packet. Page 173. We have Loretta and Chris coming up.
You have a report, and one of the major things that is on the report is the request for inclusion in the 2020 budget for monies to provide for an administrative staff. We have no staff, and it is very difficult to get the requirements that are necessary for a report for our work on a regular basis. Dakota Webster is the secretary. I'm the chair. Chrissy is the vice chair. And we are doing very well despite that. So that is a major request. I would, in addition to any questions you may have on the report, I would like to give you an update. We have, as of yesterday, employed an intern, a student intern, who is Grace Paulus, who is a sophomore at Fort Lewis College in Durango. And she was given an orientation yesterday, and during the summer months, she will be here until August something, and during the summer months, she will be doing administrative work for us, major organizing of the documents that we have, documents and videos and audio tapes, that kind of thing. There's a ton of that stuff that is not available to us because it's not organized. So that's one of her major duties. The other thing that I did yesterday, I listened to an hour video of our Linda Locklear giving her presentation on the whole history of our land claims at the Heard Museum in Phoenix on October 5th of 2011. And that was the day before the Supreme Court last decision. And she did an excellent job. And what she did, and I would recommend that you also review that tape, and what she did is she put it on us. She said the court was wrong. The court did not follow the law of Congress. And it's on Oneida leadership to take it further. And she was very hopeful that would happen. The leadership, as I understand it, is yourselves and ourselves, the commission. So that is a diamond in the rough presentation from our Linda. And she was introduced by a man named Simon Ortiz from Acoma at an Indian conference. And that brings us up to date on where we are in the land claims and what we must do. We have also had Chris Paulus transfer three videos, two of them for land claims, to DVD because they're on tape. And we would like to present them at General Tribal Council. But we're depending on Kirby to review those two videos and give us a recommendation and approval to do that. So one of them is Oneida Preservation Committee, that's what it's called, and that's a complete history of the land claims, and it's about a half an hour long, maybe less. And the other one is a tour of our people to New York in 2005, and it's a professionally done video. Chris Paulus was on that project also, and that's about 20 minutes long. And it is an excellent video, and we would also like that to show that to the General Tribal Council. That would give you a succinct overall status of what the land claims is and what we should be doing. So I think that concludes what I have to report right now, and Chrissy may have other things.
Good morning. I'm just going to piggyback off on a couple things that Loretta had mentioned. The YouTube video I had found, I do a lot of research on my own time on information regarding the land claims. So I came across this video, and that was one of the videos I was showing to the new student intern that we have, just to get her up to speed on what the land claims issue really is. I can send that link to all the BC members if you would like to review it as well. So I will put that on my to-do list to send that to you as soon as I can. Just to go over a couple things about our quarterly report and what happened in that quarter. We did have a conference call with our Linda Locklear during that quarter, and we had a lot of Q&A with her, and with the business committee or with the land claims commission. And at this time, our secretary is trying to work with the BCC support office in attempts to get that information transcribed so that we can work together and share that with the business committee during our strategic planning that we have coming up. So we have strategic planning scheduled with you on June 20th, July 18th, and August 15th at the Career Center at 3 p.m. The other things that we have done during that quarter would be we have been continuing to do outreach, gathering public comment. So we had a public hearing at CYOTS during that quarter. We traveled down there as a commission, gave some community education presentation about the land claims, and also received input and public comments. So we are currently working on a comprehensive report that includes all the public comments that we have been receiving from the community. We're continuing to do outreach at all the General Tribal Council meetings. So the comprehensive report that we're compiling, we want to bring to our strategic planning as well and use that as far as strategic planning to move forward with a possible congressional fix. There was another event that we held, one of our commissioners held on March 4th at the Oneida Public Library in Site 1. March 1st, if you may not know, marks our land claims first Indian land claims case that won based on the Non-Intercourse Act. So that's why an event was held on March 4th. I don't have any other updates besides that and what was mentioned in our report, unless you have any other questions.
I just want to make a comment about the video that you guys have put together. I know we plan to view that. Just want to say historically, you know, our process at GTC, you know, and given the responsibility of the commission to educate, I think generally speaks that this should be in the earlier portions. I know that'll be a discussion and potential debate, but, you know, just as someone who has submitted similar videos in the past, I think, Loretta, you remember the one we did on the Walmart Festival lease informational video we did with the Land Commission at that time. Sometimes you submit videos, you know, they tag them as propaganda. They don't want to view them. They don't want to consider them. And they said request an agenda. And, you know, I think, you know, as long as it's educational and if it's in the mission, I want to support individuals using this format to present in the earlier portions of the agenda before the actual agenda is approved to give them a chance to provide that information. I just want to say that that's going to be my stance on this. Having not viewed it, I'm assuming it's just informational and educational, so just want to share that.
Yeah, cool.
Kirby?
Yeah, Tom Escamilla was supposed to get some videos on CDs so that the business committee could review them, and I know there is a request to get the videos playing before a GTC meeting during the prelude of commercials are on the screen. And Rosa, did we get those yet? I'll contact track Commissioner Escamilla and find out where the videos are, because he was going to work on getting those to me.
Right, and we're Chris Paulos is working on that for us right now. Okay. So that's the technical hold on that, is we're waiting for that to be transferred into DVD. And I did send an email to him yesterday letting him know that you're going to be out of the office all next week, so we wanted to try and get them this week to you if we can get them. And, yes, we wanted to have them play, like, before the meeting, because there's, like, 2-hour time period before the meeting. So if we can just play them and put them on a loop somehow in an area or on one of the screens. And it's very historical, and it's because, what was it, how many years ago did that take place? And they have, like, interviews, and they just show the
2005.
They show the whole tour that we had going out to New York and what it meant and how they felt, and it's kind of fun to watch, you know, how everybody looked.
Chris Paulus just stopped and talked to me. He has the videos done. I'm going to pick them up today.
Okay.
From the printing office.
And it should also be noted as well, too, that just recently we had a member that resigned, so we're going to need to post that one position that we have. I don't know if they can be added to the special election that's coming up or the one after that one.
Okay. Ernie?
Just from a technical standpoint, just a recommendation that to try to utilize a number of formats and consult with the BCC staff to make sure that, you know, all bases are covered, that they have the right format, that they can play it, and then whether it's a DVD and a digital file that will play on there. And I know that PM allows time for review, our preview of the video, and make sure it plays and audio plays. So just a recommendation, reminder to consult with them, too.
Okay. Thank you.
Do you have any other questions or comments for us?
I just know the video about 10 minutes long.
20.
20 minutes, yeah. I think that's one of the points we were talking a little bit about, is that it might be a little too long for the beginning. When it turns into more information, like you coming in halfway, you know, in the meeting, in the beginning, and only see half of it, I think that would be part of the issue, is it might be lengthy, and how to cut something like that down to bits and pieces where it's absorbable by the community. And I think that's one of the things we'll talk about, and to see how we can work with Chris or whomever that might be to cut that down into bits.
You can do clips of, you don't have to show the whole video at once, but it'd be helpful to have the people who know how to do this to do the clips on it, and maybe at some time we can then do the whole thing to the General Tribal Council, because we are planning to request a meeting of General Tribal Council just for land claims and land claims report.
Kirby?
Yeah, and I think one of the issues the Oneida Land Claims Commission discussed was they opened the doors for General Tribal Council at 4 o'clock. Meetings don't start till 6. So that 2 hours before, if it's a 20-minute video, it could loop a few times, and people will just see segments of it playing, and it's just for information only. So I'm hoping that we're able to do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Is there any responses you want from the committee?
Pardon?
Is there any responses you want from the committee? I know you have a couple of requests, and we've answered those requests, and I just want to make sure that, you know, we're clear.
We do have the request for the part-time staff for next year. Yeah, we would in the future. I think we added to the budget to do the homeland tours again, and I don't know if that's something that can be piggybacked off that special project that they do with the youth, because that might be kind of nice to have the youth with the elder population, you know, go out to New York jointly.
We have a number of requests for going back on a tour again. Problem is budget. Yeah. Otherwise, we could go right into it.
Yeah, I think that's something that, you know, the Canadian Land Commission, Land Claims Commission, can work on, because it's definitely everyone wants to go, but then we've had to find that right, you know, a mix of budget, people, time. I think that's something that we would love to have everyone go, but, you know, constraints and everything, that we could work that out in the future. But yeah, I think the initiative Lisa and Daniel had is with the school systems going out there. I think that's a big start in initiating some of those things. So
on the tour, the video, there were four buses, three from this community and one from the Thames. And it's all in the video.
All right, if there's not any more comments, I'm looking for a motion to accept the Oneida Land Claims Commission FY 2019 second quarter report.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Kirby, second by Daniel. More discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Yeah, Uncle.
Yeah, Uncle.
All right, we have the Oneida Land Commission 2019 second quarter report. We have Michael Musso, the treasurer or secretary. Sorry. Jenny?
Just noting that the agenda request says land claims, but it is land commission. Just so we make sure, because I had to read it like three times. I just read the land claims. It's just a typo.
Okay. Yeah, I only see the agenda, so
agenda request.
The agenda says land.
Yeah.
When I looked at it.
Okay, you got any highlights, Mike?
So in this quarterly report, typical items that we report on is the acquisitions we have. So just kind of a short list, just some ag property, a couple of HIP properties were acquired. So the highlight for this quarter was the closing of the 50th HIP applicant, which was a big milestone for the all involved, not just land commission, but land office as well in Bay Bank. So really the major highlights of the report.
Okay. Yeah, just note the 18 acres in the second quarter. I think it's always notable we get any acre back. I think that's something that's you know, the goal of the commission is just to celebrate those victories. And it's small sometimes. I mean, I think this it's difficult nowadays. But if you guys are okay with the report, I'm looking to for a motion to accept the land commission second quarter report.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny. Seconded by David. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Thanks, Mike. We got the executive session portion. If you guys are okay to keep going through, you guys want to take like a little break or?
I'm good.
I'm good. Push through? Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, we have to go back to the library board. It was not
Arts board.
The library board. Library board. We accepted the second quarter report, and they didn't submit. And so the motion that we would do is probably just to defer it, and then, I don't know, it's a non-stipend board. So we go back.
I can't pull stipends.
Now I can't take full stipends. So what would the proper form be, Joanne? Because we accepted the report. The report was not submitted, so we have to... What would be the motion? Okay. So on the motion to accept the Oneida Community Library Board FY 2019 second quarter report, looking for a motion to rescind that motion. Motion by Jenny.
Second.
Seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay. Next motion probably would be to defer the second quarter report to the next business committee meeting and
withhold stipends until.
Yeah, they don't have stipends. To have the liaison communicate. To the board.
Okay.
The library board don't have stipends.
Mm-hmm. So is that okay?
Mm-hmm. So moved.
Motion by Jenny. Looking for a second.
Second.
Second by Daniel. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Thank you. Executive session. We have.
One, two. We didn't. Going to come back to that. She never showed.
For what?
For being Bernadine.
No, we have to go back to the original applications. Okay, executive session reports. We have, let's see, give you guys some time to pull up that, the notes. If you guys don't need it, I need it. The time. Thank you. Okay. For the accept the chief counsel report, all right, we have a motion to, are looking for a motion to accept the chief counsel report.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny.
Second.
Seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next suggested motion would be to approve the recommended settlement offer in the memorandum dated June 11th, 2019.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny.
Second.
Seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Abstentions?
Abstain.
All right, so we have a 2-2, one abstention. I will vote in favor of the motion to approve the recommended settlement offer in the memorandum dated June 11, 2019. Motion carries. All right, next would be the self-governance report. Looking for a motion to accept the self-governance report.
So moved.
Motion by David.
Second.
Seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The next motion would be to direct the Intergovernmental Affairs and Communication Director to formulate a media plan for the self-governance funds presentation.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny.
Second.
Seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. The Audit Committee looking for a motion to accept the May 16th regular Audit Committee meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next motion is to accept the final judiciary appellate and trial court performance assurance audit and lift the confidentiality requirement.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
Motion by David, seconded by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item, looking for a motion to accept the final judiciary family court performance assurance audit and lift the confidentiality requirement.
So
motion second. By Jenny, seconded by, was that Kirby?
Yep.
Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next action, looking for a motion to accept the Mississippi Stud Rules of Play compliance audit and lift the confidentiality requirement. So motion by Ernie.
Second.
Seconded by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item, looking for a motion to accept the three-card poker rules of play compliance audit and lift the confidentiality requirement.
So moved.
Motion by David.
Second.
Seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next item, looking for a motion to accept the ultimate Texas Hold'em Rules of Play compliance audit and lift the confidentiality requirement.
So moved.
Second. Motion by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. Unfinished business. Make sure I'm on the right one. All right, so this do we have to bring this out in the executive session? Let's see. Yeah, move the resolution entitled Finalizing the Dissolution of the United Seven Generations Corporation to open session.
So moved.
Second.
All right, motion by Jenny, seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. 50. No. Okay. Sorry. Looking for a motion to adopt the resolution entitled Finalizing the Dissolution of Oneida Seven Generations Corporation with the two noted changes. One, in line 55, change shall to may. And two, at the end of line 56, add in accordance with the approved transition plan.
So moved.
Motion by David, seconded by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next motion would be to approve the commercial property development and leasing strategy concept and direct the team to create a transition plan and bring back within 60 days. Motion by Ernie, seconded by Daniel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Lastly, motion to have finance work with the team to identify the liability amounts that need to be included in the FY 2020 budget.
So moved.
Motion by David.
Second.
Seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Number two, review case number NG01914 and NG01916. Looking for a motion to defer the review of that case.
So moved.
Motion by David.
To the July 10th?
Yes.
To July 10th, sorry. Seconded by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right, looking for a motion to accept complaint 2019 GMDR0301 as having merit.
So moved.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Second.
Secondary motion?
Yep.
Make a motion to assign the BC officers and the general manager to investigate the complaint.
Support.
All right. Motion by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay. Next item. Complaint number 2019 CC01. Motion to... Looking for a motion to accept the final report dated June 5th, 2019, regarding complaint 2019 CC01.
So moved.
Motion by Ernie.
Second.
Second by Daniel. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Secondary motion?
Secondary motion.
Make a motion to approve the recommended actions listed in the final report.
Motion by Jenny. You seconding it?
Yeah, good discussion.
There's no discussion on executive session.
Recommending we combine these. We don't have to do it individual motions. We can combine these as motions, as single motions, just as recommendations, Chair.
Okay. Yeah.
Second.
Second. Okay. Second to approve the recommended actions listed in the final report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Third motion, Mr. Chair.
Jenny?
Make a motion to direct the general manager to come back with a recommendation at the August 14, 2019 regular BC meeting.
Support.
Right. Motion by Jenny, seconded by Ernie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. All right. File ED19010. Completed an initial review. Looking for a motion to approve a tier one review for file number ED19010.
So moved.
Motion by David.
Second.
Seconded by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions. Motion carries. One abstention, Ernie. Excuse me. Next item, new business two. Look into the two following actions. Declare vacancy on the judiciary due to resignation and send notice to election board to prepare a special election for vacancy. All right, motion by Ernie.
Support.
Second by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions. Motion carries. Item number three, looking for a motion to approve the attorney contract for Quarles and Brady LLP file 2019-0633.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny. Looking for a second.
Second.
Seconded by Ernie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions. Motion carries. Item number four. Looking for a motion to approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for Baker Tilly Virchow Kraus LLP agreement filed 2019-0591.
So moved.
Motion by David.
Second.
Second by Jenny. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions. Motion carries. Sorry, that's a lot of talking, a lot of reading. Number five, discuss, thank you, nominations of Department of Health and Human Service Secretary's Tribal Advisory Committee. Suggested motion would to be to accept the discussion regarding the vacancy and nominations for the Department of Health and Human Service Secretary Tribal Advisory Committee and support the nomination of Councilwoman Jennifer Webster as an National at-large primary delegate. All right, motion by Ernie, seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions. One abstention. Jenny. Motion carries. Six, annual project target progress matrix as information. Looking for a motion to accept.
So moved.
Right, motion by Jenny to accept the annual project targets project matrix. Discussion is information. Looking for a second. Seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions. Motion carries. Item number seven, looking to accept the discussion regarding the applications for one vacancy on the Southeastern Wisconsin Oneida Tribal Service Advisory Board.
So
moved. Motion by Jenny.
Second.
Seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions. Motion carries. Item number eight, looking for a motion to accept the discussion regarding the applications for two vacancies on the Oneida Personnel Commission.
So moved.
Support.
Motion moved by Jenny, seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions. Motion carries. Item number nine, accept the discussion regarding the applications for one vacancy on the Audit Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Kirby, seconded by David. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions. Motion carries. Item number 10, looking for a motion to accept the discussion regarding the application for one vacancy of the United Nations Veterans Affairs Committee.
So moved.
Motion by Jenny.
Support.
Seconded by Kirby. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions. Motion carries. That does conclude our agenda for today. Motion to adjourn at 10:46 by Ernie, seconded by David. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Abstentions. Motion carries. All right. Thank you.